Hi, everybody, and welcome to the FinOps Nexus podcast. I'm your host, John Meyer, and joining me today is Alex head of optics at AWS. Alex, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
Okay, Alex, our topic today is building a kick-ass FinOps knowledge base. And yes, I can say that verbiage on here. I'll just check off the box for explicit. What is it all about?
What is it all about? So all of our customers, or a lot of our customers right now, are building out these FinOps orgs, right? I think a couple of years ago, they would have a FinOps person here and a FinOps person there, or maybe it was someone's like eighth job, which is, I know, how a lot of us got started in it. But as they build out these FinOps programs and orgs, and as FinOps is seen as a competency instead of just one person, it's, you know, if you know security, you know FinOps, you know you have your little pieces of to apply to what you're building. We have more and more customers saying, all right, well, how do I teach my customers, right? Like, or how do I teach my teams? And how do I make sure that it's current knowledge? And so we've had so many awesome discussions around kind of building your own little, whether it's like a wiki or knowledge base or education or university, and how to do that internally and how to also continue to build it, right? Not just like have it be stagnant.
So you're talking about an actual training within the group on their internal FinOps knowledge or their FinOps terminology, right? To understand it within a company, not just the broader FinOps stuff by the foundation, but it, specifically to their company?
Yeah. So making it pertain, my words are off. It is summer. The kids are off. You know, my brain is a little bit all over the place.
Mine just got off. Today's day one. So don't worry about it.
We've already all been sick, so it's been great. But you know, making it relevant, that's what I was looking for, relevant to what they're doing. So what is FinOps at heart? FinOps is, I mean, as optics pitches it, right, it's connecting the dots between business, finance, and technical. And so to do that, people have to have a reason to do it, right? They have to be motivated to do it. And I know that you and I have talked about in the past of different ways to motivate and excite people to be more efficient and save, but really to learn about FinOps and to care and to understand what kind of falls into that FinOps bucket. And so I think that to do that, you have to have examples of FinOps practices in your own environment, right? Because then it becomes a lot more real and you also see it celebrated.
I think this is actually helpful because obviously there's a jargon for FinOps, but internally to your company, there's also internal jargon. Like you reference a specific application this way, or you use this term. And outside of that, when you talk to somebody who's not part of your company and you say, hey, the widget over here does this. And they're like, widget, what are you talking about? Oh, I'm sorry. And you have to actually do a one-to-one comparison of the actual terminology used out in the broader community.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, my favorite part about it is I feel like it gives a unique platform for the team. So where I've seen it be the most successful at building a knowledge base with customers is when, say, they have like a monthly FinOps meeting or a monthly lunch and learn or something like that. And you see which team or which engineer or, you know, just like which practitioner made the biggest difference in efficiency or in KPIs that you're doing. So say that you see that they got a lot more efficient in storage. So you tap that person, maybe it's a junior engineer, maybe it's someone who's not very loud, right? And you say, can you come and present with, in our case, usually it's us, right? But an AWS SME to your teammates and show them how you did this. And then you're giving that person something to put on their resume. You're giving them a unique platform. And then you're taking two expertise, right? So you're also introducing them into AWS knowledge base and telling the story and telling you how to replicate it. So if I'm standing next to this person watching them present, I'm thinking, oh, I kind of want to get an efficiency win so that I get to go do this. How cool would that be? And you record it, you keep it in that knowledge base, you slowly create knowledge path. I feel like we see at least within 6 months, you get a lot of information built up just from an internal perspective. And that's, again, that's just content that you're making internally.
Alex, talk to me a little bit more on how you keep this up to date, because I remember my time at AWS, and if you saw something out of date, you owned it. You went and updated or you tried to update it yourself. And yes, you could find a lot of things out of date because other people would own it. If you knew a better way to do it, then take care of it, you know, and that type of approach. Now you're internally, and we all know what it takes to update internal documentation. That is the last thing that people do. How do you approach this as a new terminology, a new knowledge base?
Yeah, so I think I've seen, I guess, two or three different ways that I think work, right? One is creating, is truly creating like a knowledge path. So say you're doing something on storage, then every storage story or storage efficiency or, you know, FinOps learning piece around storage goes in that learning path. And so it kind of evolves on its own. You get to see it. Number two would be keep the data the same, right? So if, you know, I'm a big fan of the cloud intelligence dashboards, starting with the same views. So, you know, I found out that I made this efficiency change because I saw this metric on this dashboard change, right? Then you're guiding people to the same visualization. And so as that evolves, the content will naturally evolve with it. And then shameless plug for something that Optix built, but also making sure you're bringing in relevant information. So we built, and I'll make sure that the link is in the show notes for you on this, but we built something called the Cost News Bot, which we have customers plugging into Slack. It's also on Twitter. And anything that pertains to optimization, FinOps world that AWS releases, it sends you a notification. So any price decreases that you might be able to take advantage of.
Whoa. Can I get a link to this? I want to set this up.
Yes, of course.
sorry, yes. I didn't mean to jump in here. This is pretty cool. How come I haven't heard of it?
I mean, clearly you haven't been paying attention on LinkedIn. I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah, right.
No, truthfully,
I haven't seen it in a while.
Actually, I gave you stickers for it at reInvent, so you can't claim that.
I still have those stickers, by the way. I just did. You know what? I didn't even set up the bot. I didn't realize. Okay, I got to go set this up. Yep. Hold on, I'll be back.
Fast forward.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, now that we're back and I set up the bot, not just kidding, but continue on.
Yeah, well, I think, so bringing in that, right, you don't have to, once you set that up, it's going to go on its own. So you're also relating new information to what you have. And then I don't think if you, in my opinion, at least, if you're celebrating how a team did something, right, the optimization play that they had might not be relevant in a year, but the how will be relevant. And so highlighting that and continuing to evolve the content, but not getting caught in the weeds of, hey, someone go mark everything that's not relevant anymore, or someone go, you know, because that's a waste of time. Or you could have AI do it, figure it out what's relevant, what's not.
Should have a bot do it.
Yeah.
Alex, help me understand, because there's the FinOps Foundation, and they have their learning path. Or some of this can be on their learning path, and then when it deviates and goes actually specifically or relevant to your company, then that's where the training would pivot internally?
So I see it layered, right? I think the FinOps learning paths and the FinOps Foundation learning paths, and then, you know, different things that AWS has to up-level around this is sort of that what you learn at school. Right? You go get your education, but then when you get your job, your first job out of school, you have to figure out how to make it relevant. And I think that is the most important part that makes it a kick-ass knowledge base, is that you have to make it relevant to what you're doing and how you're innovating as a team and a company. And you take that knowledge and take it to the next level.
I like the learning path, the aspect of it. And thanks for the plug-in of UpLevel for those of you who are not Amazonians and don't know it, but that's our internal learning modules that they use for, you know, educating on new services, new releases and everything. But I think the learning path makes it really cool because I'm a hands-on learner and I can't read documentation and be like, yep, I understand it. I actually have to go and do things. And training or educational on there, asking questions and actually seeing it done, that's where it comes into perspective, because people can see and understand the correlation between not only what they're doing internally and the knowledge about it, but how it relates to FinOps.
Exactly. And you can also partner with partners, my words, partner with partners to do this too, right? So like if you're paying a third party tool or third party vendor to automate something that has to do with around FinOps or visualize, you know, partner with them and their experts to also create content, right? They have tons of content and that could be relevant as well. And so I think bringing all of the different pieces together, which is really what a FinOps team is good at doing, but just making sure that you're creating content out of that. And then most importantly, though, make sure that it's working, right? I mean, I know optics internally, we are motivated a little bit differently because we want to make sure that we're reaching as many customers as possible. But what are people clicking on? Where are you tracking who's viewing what? What are the most popular videos? Can you build more on that? You know, what are people not caring about and where did we miss the mark? So like learn from the behavior of the teams.
Alex, I see this as a bigger initiative for companies because what they can do and they can work together. So there could be one company like a training company who could work with all these other ones and take a collaboration of everything that's, you know, relevant or that's being clicked on the most and put it together and offer this training to each individual company. And if it's not relevant, it's not a module that pops up. And what happens now is everybody is speaking the common language internally, but you're also speaking an external common language.
Yes, exactly. Also, think about when you hire new engineers, right? So you're hiring people that maybe aren't FinOps people, but this is part of their onboarding to go through this knowledge base and, you know, pick a knowledge path. And they're going to be taught that this is how you build, right? This is how you think when you build at this company.
Alex, how does one get started on building this kick-ass knowledge base? Because I think from my perspective, I just start typing a document and hopefully it works out. But you're talking about an educational training system.
Yeah. So I think that there's many levels of it. For me, as my team always likes to say, I like to make everything pretty. So I like to have one central spot. And usually I go a little bit too hacky on bringing together different style sheets and making it way too complicated. But I think having a central place, and usually at any company, right? I mean, at Amazon, we do, I think, can't think of a customer I've worked with that hasn't. They usually have somewhere that they go to either get into the console or, you know, start working. And so having it there. And then I'd also say, you know, decide the mediums that you want to go for. The nice thing about doing video, as you know, is you've got something for people to watch and listen. I shy away from just straight text because having a visual and listen, and then you can transcribe it. You could have AI turn it into, I don't know, an actual step-by-step guide, but showing people. And then anyone who's doing FinOps, anyone who has concentration around optimization, efficiency, and what they're doing on the cloud, I think is missing an opportunity if they aren't monthly or quarterly doing some sort of knowledge touch base on it. So record that. Don't ever let anything be a one-time thing. If you're teaching the newest member on the team how to do something, record that and keep it in that knowledge base.
I like that approach because what's going to happen is you're teaching them and ultimately they're the new people. They're the outside perspective, educating on FinOps or educating on this aspect of it. They have the fresh eyes, right? And they're going to ask those questions that you didn't think of because you've been doing it for years. Alex, before I wrap things up, what's the best way to build this throughout teams, whether you're a startup or an enterprise level? And what I'm thinking about is it's a collaboration. You're using the FinOps team, like a centralized team to start building this, but you have everybody from the outside perspective bringing in that knowledge.
Yeah. So I think that you have to keep two mechanisms flowing to do it. I think number one, when I onboard someone on our team, they go through our content. They see if they can up-level our content, if they can add it. So challenge the new people to, you know, to contribute to it. I think having ongoing touch points that can automatically be turned into content also aids in that. But biggest thing is celebrate the content, right? Like show people that this is really cool that this person got to do it. Say, hey, this person had one of the most popular videos of the month, and then everyone goes running to it, right? Don't let it be a one-time thing. Celebrate that that person is stepping out of their comfort zone and creating something and collaborating, and also celebrate that you're adding to the knowledge base and helping the team be even more efficient.
having that new person add content to it, at least one module or one section, provides fresh content and also keeps things going and a fresh perspective. Then you're always evolving. You're not losing some of it because the FinOps Foundation is always updating something, some of the knowledge, and educating them, and they're going to do their research, allows you actually, who's been doing it a while, to learn even more stuff.
Yeah, we do that twofold. Last bit, I know that was supposed to be our last comment, but we do it twofold. So we ask people who are onboarding, what content did you reference that was helpful? So like, did they go find this Twitch episode that was like extremely helpful for onboarding and bring that back? And then usually their onboarding project has to do with something around creating a content, reusable content.
Alex, I got to wrap things up, but I want to give you a chance to kind of tell people where they can go to find out more information. I know you mentioned Twitch, so you got to give a shout out to Keys for Optimization, but whoever else on your team that you want to give a shout out to and where they can find more information.
Yeah, so number one spot is going to be Twitch on Thursdays, Keys to AWS Optimization. It's also on YouTube, so you don't have to stream right away if you're not available at that time. And I would say my team as a whole is super active on LinkedIn. So anything new and cool coming out of the Optics team or something that we're collaborating with, LinkedIn, follow different people, follow me, follow Steph Gooch is super, super active. She runs the Twitch show. And then anyone who has worked with our team in the past, usually we're kind of sharing and resharing and creating our own network there. So that would be a good place to start.
Alex, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
All right, everybody. This has been a cool topic on building a kick-ass FinOps knowledge base. I was your host, John Meyer. This has been the FinOps Nexus podcast. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, and notify, because guess what? In true John Meyer fashion, we're out of here.